Among the dozens of people who filed through the array of displays at Wednesday night's open house meeting at the North Pole Plaza Mall was Valerie Matthew, who lives around 12 Mile Village. Matthew says she mainly wanted to check out the state's efforts to monitor the extent of the so-called plume of sulfalane contamination in the area's groundwater, because
the groundwater is poisoned and might be for a long time.
Renee Klatt, a former Fairbanks resident who's lived in North Pole for about 20 years, says she's attended all the meetings that have been held since 2009 when sulfalane was first detected in groundwater away from the Flint Hills Resources refinery. Flint Hills officials say the problem occurred years before the company bought the refinery in 2004. Klatt says she tries to keep herself and her neighbors educated about the problem, which she believes has caused health problems for her and her family and may have contributed to the cancer that claimed the life of one of her children.
I've talked to a lot of people in my neighborhood, and they still don't even know this has gone on. If you're not watching the news or paying attention, it's just something that just slides by you. But there's a lot of people out there that are going to be affected that don't even have a clue.
Terry Smith, a 40-year North Pole resident, says he too believes information about the problem was late in coming and is still hard to come by.
Actually, I'm really pissed off because we could have been notified long time ago, you know, to take evasive whatever, but nobody did nothing. So now there's an uncertainty, you know, for my health and the future health of the residents in North Pole.
Not all who showed up at the open house shared those concerns. Some indicated they'd just come by to take a look at the maps and get an update. And it's not unusual for people to perceive that they haven't been fully informed, even though, as in this case, state and local governments have held several meetings and issued newsletters and other forms of outreach. But the concern is understandable, says Ann Ferris, an environmental engineer with the State Department of Environmental Conservation, who served as project manager of the multi-agency team formed to deal with the sulfalane problem. Ferris says the issue is complex, more so because not much is known about sulfalane and the effect on human health from exposure to the chemical, which is used in oil refining and other industrial applications.
I think it is really hard to grasp that, you know, kind of little North Pole Alaska up here is the first to grapple with sulfalane.
Ferris says, as far as she knows, this is the biggest plume of sulfalane groundwater contamination ever, and it's the biggest groundwater contamination plume involving an industrial substance in Alaska.
It's a very big deal, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, for the contaminated sites program for the state, it's the top priority.
Ferris says the multi-agency team has a pretty good idea on the extent of the contamination based on the estimated perimeter of the groundwater plume with sulfalane content of 14 parts per billion. The perimeter measures roughly 3 miles by 2.5 miles laterally, north and northwest of the refinery, and at least 300 feet vertically, according to a drinking water well sample. She says the plume doesn't appear to be spreading, but is forming some worrisome levels of concentration in some areas. For that reason, Ferris and her team have set the stricter 14 parts per billion standard that will be the goal for cleaning up the groundwater. That's down from the previous standard of 20 parts per billion.
It is possibly overprotective. You know, the companies and such might argue that, and it is possible that with more testing we might find sulfalane to be less toxic. But for now, given all the uncertainty, that's why that number has been changed.
For KUAC, I'm Tim Ellis in North Pole.